Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
February 10, 1805. Men sent out to bring in the meat. Captain Clark and the hunters are still out and have been successful in killing game. A pen has been built to store the meat, and the temperatures have been below freezing, so it is like storing it in a freezer. The problem now is getting it back to the fort. Captain Lewis writes today,
"This morning was cloudy, and after a slight snow which fell in the course of the night, the wind blew very hard from the northwest. Although the thermometer stood at 18 degrees above naught, the violence of the wind caused a degree of cold that was much more unpleasant than that of yesterday when the thermometer stood at only 10 degrees above the same point. Mr. Mackenzie left me this morning. Charbonneau returned with one of the Frenchmen and informed me that he had left the 3 horses and 2 men with the meat which Captain Clark had sent some distance below the river. He had told me that the horses were heavy loaded, and that not being shod, it was impossible for those horses to travel on the ice. I determined to send down some men with 2 small sleighs for the meat, and accordingly I gave orders that they should set out early the next morning. The 2 men were also sent to conduct those horses by way of the plain. Captain Meriwether Lewis, February 10, 1805.
The corps did have blacksmiths who could forge and shape horseshoes and fasten them on hooves. It was, however, customary to remove the shoes in the winter after they were worn out from summer travel. Hooves grow like fingernails. They have to be trimmed and new shoes fitted periodically. Why Charbonneau did not bring the horses back on the plain is unknown. Charbonneau, according to Lewis, was not very handy and a somewhat lazy man. Tomorrow, a baby boy.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.